Hello, and Lord Nation, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare unto you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm doing this audio from the office in my home on this Friday late afternoon to share with you something that happened to me on this day. But first, let me tell you a few things. I started casting out devils in the early 1970s. I cast devils out of myself. I cast devils out of other people. I've cast devils out of many people. I've seen rooms full of people with demons get delivered. I'm a servant of God. I have been since 1970, following God wholly and Jesus. And I never considered myself to have arrived. I've said more than once, I do not give myself a clean bill of health when it comes or concerning devils. So, having laid that out before you, for your consideration, I will share with you what happened to me this morning. I woke up and I had a word on my mind. And I was amazed. I thought, that's not pretty. And my spirit said immediately, that's a devil. That's a devil. That didn't bother me a bit. You see, I don't think I'm perfect. And many that listen to this need to humble themselves and let God minister to them the gospel by the Holy Ghost. So, KD came back from downstairs getting some coffee. I said, would you look this word up? I thought I knew what it was. She told me. She looked. I said, yeah. Okay. Immediately, God started reminding me of situations that took place back when I was in the Navy. And later. And I recognized that spirit in me. No problem. I'm not telling you what it was. That's between me and God. And I'm telling you that God will convince you of your wickedness if you fight and resist what I'm saying. That, yes, I knew he had that. I knew this about him. Of course. Of course. Go right ahead and watch God deal with you. You're just bringing greater judgment upon yourself. So, I was praying, and the Lord clearly showed me. The demon came in to me in my mother's womb. The demon was from the Miller family, and that was my mother's family. And I recognized it and started looking at it. I told three of my staff members, well, I'll tell you. I told David Casperite and the Reese and Paul Peters. I'd already told Kathy D. Then I later told Terry Brown. Those five know what happened, and I was plain spoken about the whole thing, and I was praying, and I still am. And I will tell you this, making great progress. Great progress of what took place. I admit, I'm not telling you that I'm completely free of demons. They come in Numbers, Mark 1. There's several. They speak. When Jesus went in the synagogue, cast out the devil out of a man, the demon in a man, out of a man, said to Jesus, "I know who you are." Jesus answered, "Let us alone. Us, that means more than one devil." Amen. So I'm not telling you any more than that, because I don't know more than that. Once I cast devils out of a young man, and I cast a bunch of them out at once, and they came out, like he said, a covey of quail, tore him apart, and they were associated with his intellect. Well, I know the Millers are intellectual people. I know I have a decent intellect, and I'm well aware of that. And the Davisons are more a humble group and more applied things in their life. And all of them believed in elementary school, went to school, most of them completed it. But the Millers went far, far. You can read about them. Their intellectual achievements. I have a cousin named Paul Miller, and he happened to be my mother's first cousin, my second cousin. His dad was a Disciples of Christ preacher, well known in Oklahoma. Amen. And he rose high in the journalism field. And, well, that's said enough said. Paul Miller, there is a building, Oklahoma State University, named after him. He is my second cousin, mother's first, and I knew his dad pretty well. So I'm used to people with education. I have education myself. I'm unimpressed with your education. I'm also unimpressed with your religion and your devils. And I frankly don't care what school you graduated from. That doesn't bother me one bit. I want to share this with you and pray that you will humble yourself and say, well, if this guy is telling the truth, maybe I should consider that I have some demons. Oh, my friend, you need not consider it. You've got them. You need to humble yourself and get them cast out. This is Doyle Davidson, Water of Life Ministries, Plano, Texas, saying, God bless. Good day.